Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 40 of season 2. This week we are studying the book of Galatians. And this book contains the instructions of Paul to the ancient saints who lived in Galatia. And as with previous writings, Paul is trying to help correct misunderstandings of doctrine. What you need to know about this is you need to remember that many Jews who had converted to Christianity had experienced a significant change in their worship patterns. When Jesus Christ came in the flesh, he fulfilled the law of Moses, which was the outward law. And he replaced it with his law, the law of Jesus Christ, which was a higher and holier law. But if you can imagine having practiced the law of Moses your entire life, and your ancestors having practiced this law going back many generations, those were established habits that could be very hard to break. And that's part of what was happening with the Galatians. Many of the saints there had been converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but had started teaching that the rituals of the law of Moses needed to be observed in order to stay in compliance. And Paul spends almost his entire epistle trying to convince them to abandon these old practices, or I guess these kind of new practices that they had gone back to, and to stay true to the new doctrine that Jesus Christ has taught. And again, we are brought back to this question of human nature. I have often remarked to people that I've visited with that I don't think that human nature has changed much in thousands of years. Generally speaking, as human beings, we don't like change. Even our bodies are programmed to seek for homeostasis, which is a place or status of balance. And when the boat gets rocked, we try to get back to stability as soon as we can. There's nothing wrong with this instinct, but we also need to temper it with truth and what the Lord is asking us to do. The ancient Galatians are just more evidence of this. When faced with major changes in doctrines and policies, they kind of slowly drifted back to what they knew and what they had been doing for years and years instead of adjusting to the change. The idea of disruption or change is critical in emotional resilience and in mental health improvement. In order for things to change, they have to be disrupted. Yet our natural instinct is to resist disruption and to resist change, which means that our natural instinct is to stay the same that we've always been. But most of the time, we need to improve. We need to become different than we are now. So what we need to do is we need to learn to embrace disruption and change if we are going to experience increased spiritual and emotional improvement. I love the song by Kenneth Cope. It's entitled Broken. And here are some of the lyrics. Quote, broken clouds give rain, broken soil grows grain, broken bread feeds man for one more day. Broken storms yield light, the break of day heals night, broken pride turns blindness into sight. Broken souls that need his mending, broken hearts for offering, could it be that God loves broken things? The idea is that in order for good to come, something has to be broken or disrupted, or not even just good to come, but for something better to come. That means that the current situation needs to be disrupted or broken or changed. Now, we know that our basic natures need to be changed in order to become like our Heavenly Father. King Benjamin taught this in Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. Quote, for the natural man is an enemy to God and has been from the fall of Adam, and will be forever and ever, unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit, and putteth off the natural man, and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. We have to disrupt our base natures. We have to, as King Benjamin teaches, put off the natural man and become a saint, which involves work on our part. Learning to embrace changes and disruptions will help us become more emotionally balanced. In some ways, this is easier to do than it seems, only because all we have to do is accept the changes that are already constant in our lives. for those people out there who don't like change, it's not like their lives are free from disruption. There's always something going wrong or always some sort of deviation from our preferred path. And so it's not a matter of avoiding the change. It's a matter of just adjusting to it and learning to accept it. So all we have to do is make a cognitive shift where we are okay with things going wrong. Now, we don't have to like it, but we just have to accept it's okay when that happens. Now, I understand that this cognitive shift may be very difficult to make, but once we can achieve it, we will be able to deal with changes and disruptions so much more effectively than otherwise. In chapter 6 of Galatians, Paul teaches a principle called the law of the harvest, and it's found in verses 7 and 8. Quote, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." This is a very simple principle that is often misunderstood by many people. It simply says that whatever you plant, that's what eventually is going to grow. If you plant wheat seeds, then wheat is going to grow. If you plant corn seeds, then corn will grow. You aren't going to get corn if you plant wheat seeds. It's a very simple concept, but when adapted to the personal and emotional level, we often misunderstand. Let me give you an example. Let's say a husband uses sarcasm and bitterness to communicate with his wife. That's kind of his preferred method of communication. And he uses this communication method daily over the course of 30 years. Now, would you expect that their relationship 30 years later would result in being well-grounded and emotionally intimate? Of course not, because such patterns of behavior, such types of communication would result in a weak relationship full of doubt and mistrust. You can't sow sarcasm and then expect to reap a strong, emotionally stable relationship. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught the following, "Surely we know the results of temperance, frugality, and industry. When they are discovered in the actions of man, wealth, prosperity, and abundance are the sure rewards for his efforts. Justice, kindness, and charity always produce peace, love, and harmony. The results of gluttony, drunkenness, and lust are clearly predictable. They will surely destroy the temporal body. The results of stealing, lying, and defrauding are also absolute. We know the waste of such activities as they literally rob us of our inheritance. We must always answer to the law of the harvest. This is a law that will never be repealed." We need to be consistently aware of the things that we are doing in our lives and then what ends that those things are likely to lead to. For example, if we nurture depressive thoughts all day long, we are likely to experience greater depression. If we reinforce anxious thoughts all day long, we are likely to experience greater anxiety. And the same goes for anger or lust or indifference or any other thing that moves us further away from our Heavenly Father. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy to change these thought patterns. If it were easy, then it wouldn't likely be very helpful for our spiritual and eternal progression. I'm just saying that we would do well to start being more aware of the thoughts we are emphasizing or reinforcing in our brains, and then strive to replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act, and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you to do. And here's this week's invitation. Think of a change that you currently face or something that is disrupting your current situation, and then simply write down what are some of the possible benefits that could come from this change or disruption. I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. I also invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can easily access new episodes each week, and please share with people that you feel it would be helpful. And there are written transcripts of the podcast. You can find a link for those in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.